Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on New Year's Day. And I know a lot of you are thinking that I'm playing that song just because my Georgia Bulldogs are playing tonight in a quarterfinals game. But the truth is, well, okay, that was the truth.
I think that was the truth.
But the other truth is that Mary McClellan is here, my good friend, who is here with the Humane Society, Pensacola Humane Society. Thank you for coming in on a day off, on a holiday. This whole place is basically empty.
It is. It's like
everyone's off. But
I know.
But they want us on air, so here I am.
There you are.
And you've got your friend Terry with you. So good morning, Terry. Okay, I want you to look at that microphone right there. Pull it up close to you. He said he's never been on the radio before. Everybody's got to be on the radio at least once in their life.
Time.
Okay, so lean right into the mic
like
there. Okay.
Good start to the year.
Yes, it's a brand new thing. You never know. They say whatever you're doing on New Year's Day is what you're going to be doing the rest of the year. They might hire
really?
You. You got a good voice. They might hire you here.
Sounds good to me, Meg. Thanks.
There you go. Okay. Well, we are here actually on, some semi-serious business, I suppose, but because it is New Year's Day, but it's a new year, 2026. And as many of you know, I have a soft spot in my heart for all animals. And every Friday on this show, we have at 10:30, I do a thing that was started, I believe, by my friend Wendy Summers, mm-hmm. started it years ago. It's a segment called Frisky Friday. So what we do is we rotate different organizations every Friday at 10:30, and they come in and talk about the rescues and what they're doing and the different projects they've got going on and fundraisers. And so now Mary's been on that show several times. She's brought in adorable dogs, which I want to adopt, but I'm not ready yet. But I fall in love every time. So today, I was worried because she didn't bring a dog in today. Whew, thank goodness.
I know.
Oh, Terry's the dog. Terry's waving his hand.
Old dog.
He's the old dog. Okay. I'll take it. So tell me what's happening. You're starting in a new year.
Yep.
Now, has the shelter been open or closed during the holidays? And how are things going for the, because I know you had a lot of adopting and fosters, right?
Okay. So first of all, I don't have the official number yet.
Oh, okay.
But it will be coming out. This past, in 2025, we had the most adoptions that we have seen since 2018.
Wow.
So we're pretty excited about that.
Yes, that's such good news.
That's, that's a lot of innocent, sweet little souls that are now in forever homes.
Yes, that's so great.
Yeah.
So what a great job.
Excited.
I mean, when I'm seeing your smile, she's smiling from ear to ear. And why not? Because you're doing something good.
So we had, we had the empty the shelter. And that was where we tried to get as many animals, out of the shelter as possible over the holidays.
Right. What a great idea, too.
Yeah.
Just to get them out of the cages.
So we had a little guy, Griffin, who was on the show last week.
Uh-huh. I heard about Griffin.
And he, I took him home for the weekend.
Oh, no. Didn't you already adopt one?
No, I did not
adopt.
Okay,
one. Okay.
No. I've managed to escape that so far, but no, he was so cute, and I was keeping him at my house, and he was sleeping with me, which they say, people are like, you're not supposed to do that, and some people are okay. I can't help
not?
It.
They're so adorable.
I know.
So what kind of dog is Griffin?
He's a terrier mix, but he's had a rough time of it. He had some major abdominal surgery that he's healing from beautifully.
Uh-huh.
And we ended up adopting him out 2 days ago.
He found a home?
Yes.
Oh, that's
and
great.
She's been sending me little updates, with pictures and stuff. And he looks like he's really fitting in.
Yay.
She has another dog named Karma, and she's a little terrier.
Oh, perfect.
And they are getting along really well.
That's perfect.
So, so we did that. And we did have a lot of our animals were out of the shelter over the holidays. But guess what we just got?
What?
On Monday, we got 12 puppies. And they are a mix of German Shepherd, Australian Shepherd, Lab.
Are those ones? Did I see those pictures on Facebook?
I think I put
their
one.
Their names
up.
All start with B?
No. You're talking about Billy Millie.
Yes,
Silly. Those were the cats. Yeah.
Okay.
No, this one is, these just came, the boys are now available for adoption.
Oh, my.
Because they just were neutered on Tuesday. But they're ready to go.
Okay. So if I was interested, then what would I do?
You go to PensacolaHumane.org.
Okay.
And go to our dog page where adopt a dog or a cat, whatever you want to do. And you'll see our available animals there. I'm not sure if they are on the web. You want to you can check and
they
see
might be,
if
it
the
seems
puppies
like I saw,
are on there.
I thought I saw some puppies. It might have been a different shelter, but I thought it was y'all.
Probably.
I'll double check. Yeah.
But the boys are available, and there are 7 of them.
Okay.
7 boys and 5 girls. And
wow.
The girls are available foster to adopt right now.
Is the mom with them too, or were they brought in separately? Or?
I think they were brought in separately. I was not there. Well, I was there when they were brought in. But then on Wednesday, yesterday, we were supposed to have 9 more.
Oh,
a different
my gosh.
Kind. And we currently have a mama, Australian Shepherd.
I saw that.
Who's in labor.
Yes, that was pregnant.
She might have already delivered. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, yeah, so we have a bunch of puppy love going on at the station right now. I mean, at the shelter. And that is a dangerous time for me, my friend.
Oh, trust me how I know.
These little puppies are just little.
These guys? Yeah, I think
they're on
the website. So if you go to PensacolaHumane.org and then you click on Adopt Dogs.
Adopt Dogs.
Then it has all the pictures. Oh, my God. These are so
I know.
Cute.
And they are just little fluffy, chunky. You just want to squeeze them, you know.
Oh, gosh.
They're so cute.
I could never work there.
Seriously,
I would have 400 animals at home within
a
week.
I've managed to, you know, remind myself. See, that's why I need to foster more, because it reminds me of the responsibility.
Yes.
You know, I got to be honest with you. I haven't had a dog in over a year and a half. And so I'm leaving the house to go to work and I'm like, oh my God, I've got to feed Griffin.
it's a little bean.
He's in my care now.
Yeah.
So I would go, you know, have to circle back home
and
feed him. And.
Yep. So let me ask you this. How much would it cost if I did go on the site and I see one I like? You fill out the application online. Is that correct?
Yeah, you click on the dog's picture and it'll say apply to adopt, you know, the dog. And you fill that out and then submit it. And then we approve the application. We look it over, approve the application, and we arrange a meet and greet.
Oh, nice.
For you to come in and meet the animal. Or, you know, and if that one doesn't work while you're there, you can look at, you know, whoever else we have there.
Uh-huh.
And if you decide to adopt, then it's $99.
Okay.
You pay the fee and we, you know, instruct you in anything that needs to be done. But when you get that dog for $99, that dog is going to be completely screened, tested for everything, vaccinations, microchip, spayed or neutered.
Wow.
And they're going to be,
Those services cost several hundred dollars.
Yes, they do.
So this is kind of a bargain, really.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and especially in a case like Griffin, where he had a major surgery,
So the adoptee or the adopter is not expected to cover those costs.
No, because he's healing beautifully.
Wow.
So it can be an expensive thing for us.
Right.
You know,
for
the shelter.
Of course.
So.
Well, we're going to come back and talk about more ways folks can help. If you've got questions about the Pensacola Humane Society or a comment or just thinking about adopting a dog or a cat, text it in at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. It is New Year's Day, so Happy New Year. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We've got Mary McClellan in the studio this morning with Pensacola Humane Society. Thank you again for coming in on this New Year's Day holiday. But what better way to think about what we're going to do for the coming year? I'm pretty sure you heard it here first. I'm pretty sure I'm going to be adopting a pup this year. I just can't live without. It's been almost 3 years since I lost my little dog, and I just love having the companionship and it just, you know, so go ahead. Tell us all about it.
It was nice. On Christmas Eve, I had Griffin and it was a very quiet Christmas Eve.
Right.
And so it was nice to have him there.
Yeah.
You know, it was
just special.
You weren't alone. You
right.
Know.
They're just
I'm
special.
Wrapping presents. He's not helping very much. it was kind of a battle.
Those are all the little things I miss.
Yeah.
So someone is thinking about helping out, donating, volunteering. How can we help if it's not time to adopt? But how could I help with cats or kittens or dogs or puppies? What can I do to help the Pensacola Humane Society?
Well, there are lots of ways you can help. If you are at Walmart and you see some dog food or treats or, you know, bleach and Dawn, we're always in need of those.
Yeah, these are the less romantic things.
I know,
yeah,
I know.
The fun things, but they're definite needs, right?
It's a big part of what we do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are, one of our services is to serve as a pet pantry. So we do have, when people bring in donations and things like that, we are able to, in some cases, distribute that out. As you know, back when the USO had the families come in from Guatemala who were getting hit by the storm. So we had 300 families, I think, something like that.
Right, that's right.
Well, they all had pets. A lot of them had dogs and cats.
Yeah.
And so they needed food, and they made this huge appeal online for food and supplies for dogs and cats. And so we were able to take food that people have donated to us, the food that we, you know, aren't using
the surplus
currently. Yes.
Right, right.
We were able to donate that, and Terry and I loaded up his car, his big old, you know, car, with a bunch of dog food and took it to American Legion. So that's, you know, it may not necessarily be used exactly in our shelter, but we do have partnerships
right.
in the community.
Of course.
With them, Escambia County, Santa Rosa County, Crestview. There's JoJo's Paws. Mm-hmm. They're a food pantry as well. So, you know, we all work together.
Right, right.
So the food pantry is great. You can donate that. You can volunteer. We have lots of opportunities to volunteer. Again, all of this, go to the website. As far as donations go, you can either, if you want to have a picture with us, you know, then arrange ahead of time, and we'll make sure we'll get your picture if it's a big donation.
Right.
Or just drop by.
Uh-huh.
So.
And then the pet pantry is kind of neat because that's not you asking for donations. You're actually helping people who might be cash strapped, maybe just recently unemployed or something.
And right now we're seeing an influx of that because, I mean, it's you know, things are getting bad right now. And it's people deserve to be able to feed their pets. They shouldn't have to give their pets away because
or abandon them, which we're seeing a lot of
right
now
because they're having financial struggles. And so we have limits on how much they can take and that kind of stuff. And we do it twice a month for 3 hours each
when
time.
When is that? Is it a regular time?
It is the second and fourth Wednesdays.
Okay.
From 11 to 2.
Okay. So next week would be 11 to 2.
Yeah, 11 to 2. And they can come in and tell us how many dogs do you have, you know, and they have a certain limit.
Right.
You know.
But so, that's a really wonderful thing.
It really is. And so the donations really come in handy for that.
Well, I always like to mention, if you want to donate, there's the online ways that you can do it.
Yes.
So if you're sitting home in your PJs right now, pick up that phone, go to, for example, Amazon, and you have a wish list.
Right. And you can get to that from our website, too.
Oh,
if you go to the PensacolaHumane.org and how to help, you just scroll down. And the other ways to help are to do employer matching. I just started this, double the donation.
Yes.
So a lot of nonprofits do this, but we just brought it on board at the Humane Society. And they basically will let you know if your employer, have a program. We let you know if your employer qualifies, if they offer this program. And if so, you've just doubled your donation.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
And this is the time to set that up. It's the beginning of the year.
Set it up.
First day of the year.
Legacy giving is another one, you know. That's more of a long-term planning, but still, that's also on our website, how to help.
Well, this is the time to be thinking about those things, looking at the paperwork, making sure you've got everything in order as you go into the new year, wills and last wills and testament, all that kind of stuff. You want to make sure you've got all of that in order. And also be sure that you have someone in place that's, God forbid something happened to you, that will be able to take care of your animals. That's something that people don't think about a lot. They cover everything else, but then we have an animal and they need a home, and that
we
happens
have
a lot,
right? Mm-hmm. We hear about that a lot. So,
yeah. Okay. What else is on your list to talk about today? We'll get to all of it.
Volunteering. I talked about that and legacy giving. You know, anybody can set up a donation box if they want. You know, put it at your next Rotary meeting or
Good idea.
At your, you know, spirit night or whatever, at your
maybe
high
your
school
employee luncheon.
Yeah, something.
The monthly staff meeting.
How about that? Yeah, and just say, you know, please bring in these types of items. Reach out to us, ask us what we need, and then we can tell you what we need. We got a nice donation from Buffalo Bills, the club, the fan club here, the Bills club.
Oh,
Bills
okay.
backers, yeah.
There you
and
go.
They give us a nice big donation every month.
Oh, that's good.
And Jubilee Church also brought they brought us 22 dog pens.
Oh, how perfect.
Yes.
That's huge.
We will be using those with our fosters and adopters.
Now, do you have any fundraisers coming up this year?
We have Furball.
When is that?
Furball is March 21st.
That's not that far.
And if I know. And
that's gonna sneak up on us.
If anybody, if anybody's interested, we are doing sponsorships right now.
Okay.
And trying to get that going. So
we need to get in touch with you, Mary, if we want to sponsor the Furball.
That's fine.
And then what happens at the Furball?
Oh, well, the biggest event of the night is the, you know, the flagship Bow Wow 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 table, which we have shortened to Bow Wow Meow. And so basically people in the room will bid on that table. Uh-huh. And at each place of 10 place settings, there are a tower of gifts, which have a, I don't know, thousand-ish dollar value. Mm-hmm. And whoever wins the auction is the very first thing we do.
Yeah.
They move their whole table to the Bow Wow Meow table.
Okay.
And then are able to sit in front of the stage and listen to Brent Lane MC the event.
I went last year. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah. It is.
Always a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun.
Well, you do so much good work in the community. Now, what are your hours this weekend or that kind of thing in case anybody's interested?
Because
a lot of people are off until Monday.
That's right. We are closed today. Okay. And someone on Facebook asked, well, what happens when you're closed? You know, I'm like, well, we're still open. I mean, our staff is still there working very hard.
Right. Taking care of the animals.
Of course, our animals are not left, to fend for themselves on the holidays. but we are open tomorrow, our usual time, 10 to 4,
mm-hmm.
and Saturday, 10 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're closed Sunday. We are closed today.
Right.
And then we're back to our normal hours next week.
And what are those?
10 to 4.
10 to 4. Okay.
And then on Thursdays, we're open till 6.
Super. Okay, we are talking with Mary McClellan with the Pensacola Humane Society. It is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. So she's an expert. If you want to give us a call or text in 850-437-1620, we'll be back in just a minute. Happy New Year. Welcome to 2026. I have Mary McClellan here with the Pensacola Humane Society on Pep Talk, 850-437-1620. Mary, just a couple minutes left, and anything that we haven't mentioned this morning that you'd like to mention?
Well, I wanted to push Potty Gras. That's coming up in February.
Oh, tell me about that.
Well, you can go to our website. I've got it listed on, if you scroll down a little bit at our calendar of events, you'll see where you can see everything that's going on. Unfortunately, I do not have the date right in front of me, but it is in February.
Okay, we'll look it up.
And it's PensacolaHumane.org. You can go there, and then it'll take you to their page for more information about it. But that's a really fun event that we're participating
in. And what is it? What happens in the Potty Gras?
Well, there's a lot of contests, apparently.
Okay.
I've never been.
I don't think I've been either.
And I know that they've participated in the past. The Humane Society has.
Right.
I just started in March, so I haven't, I came right at the tail end.
I gotcha.
But I've heard it's just a lot of fun and revelry. And
it's all the different organizations, the rescues, all of them. So it's not just the Humane Society.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
It's a collaboration.
Oh, fun.
We're also going to participate in Levin Fest this year, which is, this huge downtown thing. And we'll be giving away bags of pet food, cat food and dog food.
Oh, how nice.
And we'll have a children's activity.
Very nice.
Deciding on.
Do you all ever have adoption events out in the public?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. In fact, that was one thing I was going to mention real quick is that we are always open to having an adoption event at your, business or event. And so you just need to contact us, Tiffany at PensacolaHumaneSociety.org. She is our VP of programs and she manages all of that. So if you want us to bring some dogs by your, knitting group or whatever,
we'll
sit outside and y'all can,
we'll
bring
work.
9 or 12 puppies.
Right. You have a lot of them right now.
Sure, we have a lot right now.
Okay.
They're so cute, though.
I know. Oh, boy. There's the music. Okay.
Anyway,
thanks so much for being here
on
a holiday. I really appreciate it.
Sure.
Terry, great to meet you. He's a volunteer with Humane Society. And give that website one more time.
PensacolaHumane.org.
Okay.
O-R-G.
And you're not open today, but you will be open tomorrow and Saturday.
10 to 4 tomorrow and 10 to 2 on Saturday.
Okay, great. Yeah. Thanks for all the work you do year-round. I can't wait to hear the final numbers from 2025.
I can't wait.
It's going to be awesome. Thanks so much.
Thank
this
you.
Is Pep Talk. We'll be back.